It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle back here. We are putting a bow on training camp. We're looking ahead shortly to Appalachian State. But before we do that, we're going to just look at our final two positions in our position preview series. All the rest of these segments that we did are on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. They're on the Keystone Sports app. Go check them out if you want to listen. We're talking cornerbacks and safeties today. Also wanted to let you know, Labatt Blue giving away a pair of tickets for the Kent State game. For your chance to win, you can visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will pull the winner on air on the Keystone Kickoff Show. So listen if your name is called. No purchase necessary to win. It's brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
Boom.
Love it. Every single time, I love it. Let's talk cornerbacks and safeties here, Greg. I think two very different conversations when you're looking at these positions. You want to lump the secondary into one, but the reality is these are two different functioning units, and Penn State is deep and has answers in one. Maybe deep, maybe not, has more questions than answers on the other. Cornerback, a real strength. I feel like cornerback could be one of that group could be one of the Big Ten's best this season. Safeties, I really have no idea.
Yeah, I would just start off by saying, first off, if you like to visit the Penn State team, the official website, good luck, because they've changed it and it is impossible to navigate as it relates to things we're actually supposed to be talking
about. It is pretty rough, in my opinion, also.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind if you are going to browse for the game, though, to the depth chart, the roster, or anything of that sort. But speaking specifically of what we're talking about, yeah, it's two very different conversations. And to me, Dustin, I think a lot of that comes down to recruiting, right? So one of these positions has been recruited really well since James Franklin got here, and the other one is just starting to see an uptick.
I think that's probably fair to say. Safety, you know, they've moved pieces around, and I think it's been – there's been a little bit of a Band-Aid approach, right,
yeah,
to safety really since Franklin got here. And it's worked, you know. I think at this point that approach – I don't think it's preferable every single year.
Right.
But to have Jordan Lucas man that spot, Malik Golden man that spot, Troy Apke man that spot, and, oh, by the way, he's a Washington Redskin now. And now Nick Scott, who has paid his dues, he's in his fifth season, was a running back, then a cornerback, then a safety, needed time to acclimate to this position. He's a probable starter back there. Not even probable. He's a starter back there, and we just don't know what else they have.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the concern at this point, is that if you came out of spring practice thinking Garrett Taylor would be the surefire guaranteed 100% starter next to Nick Scott, you have to start questioning that belief, because so far we've really heard the program, James Franklin, Terry Smith, pump up Nick Scott as one starting safety, but we haven't heard Garrett Taylor's name mentioned a lot. My bet at this point is that Garrett Taylor starts the year, but he's overtaken either by Lamont Wade or Jonathan Sutherland by the end of September.
That's fair, and really, there's other positions on the depth chart where we've heard who you would call projected starter mentioned a bunch of times.
Yeah,
do you think that has more to do with Garrett Taylor or more to do with the number of options that are there?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think this goes back to sort of the right tackle conversation, where if one of those guys, and specifically at right tackle, if one of Will Fries or Chaz Wright had really stepped forward, we wouldn't be having this conversation because it would be done and over
with. But what
with.
If they both step forward?
Well, right.
I guess that's the essence of it. We don't know.
Right.
You know?
At some point, though, it really comes down to, if you're going to put your best group on the field at any position, one guy should be able to separate himself from the other guy. I mean, Trace McSorley separated himself from Tommy Stevens 2 years ago during what was, by all accounts, not so much back then, but since, a vicious and ferocious quarterback battle, and Tracy McSorley eventually separated himself. You need one of those guys to win a job like that now, where a guy is able to step ahead. Even if the other guy's really good, you have one that steps ahead. I just don't know if Garrett Taylor's made that step yet, which is why there's other guys still in play. Of course, they could raise their level of play too, and that's certainly what you're looking for. But at the same time, you know, someone has to have some defining qualities at some point, and it would appear that at this point, with, what, a couple days to go before the season, Penn State hasn't found the guy to step forward and win that safety job and run with it.
We'll see how they package this when they do release a depth chart, but I suspect it's going to be a Garrett Taylor or Lamont Wade. Could there be multiple ors here?
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably just the two of those guys.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting group behind them. It's hard to know what to expect from your Aaron Monroes and from your John Patricians. If health is on their side, then you could see things get really interesting and you can run some different bodies out there. I think on special teams, you know, the safeties, I always like safeties on special teams because they are athletic enough to do just about anything you could ask of them. They're also physical enough to do anything you could ask of them. So I think at the very least, you're going to see a handful of these guys contribute there. But that's really the dynamic here at play is that Garrett Taylor has had a couple years to make the move from corner to safety. Lamont Wade is still, you know, just a handful of months into that transition. And then you've got the older guys who haven't quite been able to capitalize on opportunities yet, I think largely because of health. And then you got Jonathan Sutherland just waiting in the wings.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, Penn State should feel really good about what it has at this position. But the biggest concern, and this reminds you of the tight end group, is that they have some veterans, but who's the veteran that's going to step up and really win the job? Or is there going to be a young guy? Now, Lamont Wade is not as young as Pat Freiermuth, obviously, but they're only a class apart. Is he going to step up? Or is Jonathan Sutherland going to step up and sort of blow some of the older guys away that have been waiting for their time? I don't know. That's the question we're going to have to answer as the season unfolds. It's certainly possible. However, I think a veteran was more likely to hang on at safety than it is at tight end.
So this weekend, celebration of the home opener against Appalachian State, GoPSURV.com is having a special open house. We've mentioned it a bunch of times. One final reminder, let's consider it that way. Come visit, take a tour of the RVs there, enjoy samples of 409 barbecue, tailgate wine, Labatt Blue beer, and now joining us, Shotzi's Brats, which I have not had these yet, but I have seen pictures, and they look 1,000% legitimate. Shotzi's Brats, you can enter to win an RV for the Maryland game while you're there. No purchase necessary for that. Go PSURV is located just off Benner Pike, Route 150 at 125 Rock Rimmon Road in Bellefonte. It's not too late to reserve your half-price RV for the weekend by checking them out at GoPSURV.com. Let's talk cornerbacks, Greg, because this is a position. It's really just a matter, I think, of how good they can be. Not whether these guys will be good, but can they be great as soon as this season? And there are ingredients here that suggest that they can be.
Well, I'll tell you what, John Reed, looks about as good as you can look coming off an ACL injury. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche at this point to say a guy coming off a knee injury looks as good as or better than he was before he got hurt, but the way that guys rehab from these and the surgery techniques and procedures and all that, they've just come so far that, yeah guess what? You're going to miss time, but you're not going to necessarily miss the rest of your career as it was for guys, you know, probably even 5, 10 years ago and definitely 15 or 20. So I think he's going to be a big boost to this group. It's hard to sit here and say that you're going to lose two really talented corners who are fighting for NFL jobs and then say that this group could be better. But you look at what Imani Oriori did last year. He's only going to get better. Tariq Castro Fields is maybe receiving as much buzz on defense as Jahan Dotson has on offense. Again, I know they're not the same class, but Tariq Castro Fields, it'll be disappointing, I think, if he doesn't have a pretty big year. And so you look at those three guys as your main rotation guys, and you feel great about them. I think if you're Brent Pry and this defensive staff, I mean, you have John Reed, the ultimate technician. You have Amani. I'm not even going to try this morning. Boy, I just can't talk. It's just one of those mornings.
He's got marble mouth.
Exactly. I mean, he checks in at 6'1", 201. I mean, he can pretty much go inside, outside, whatever. Castro Field, 6'1", 189, same thing. And don't be surprised to see Lamont Wade play a little bit of hybrid and come back down into a nickel role when they go to the dime and the nickel and sub packages, because he's been working at that. So is John Reed. So they have a lot of options here to get guys on the field. It's a really talented group.
How many starter caliber college football players do you think suffer an ACL injury at some point in their career? Do you think 1 in 3?
Yeah, 1 in 4 sounds about right. Yeah. I would think. Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but true.
It's kind of, I think the same dialogue happened in baseball with Tommy John surgery, where mm-hmm. That ended up being not as scary of a thing because they medically have progressed so far in such a short period of time where you can not only come back, you can come back stronger. I think there was a time where if you went down with that, with Tommy John, there was a decent chance you would never be the same again. And so in football, ACL injuries have become so common. They've gotten so good at rehabbing and fixing this that they're coming back just as good as ever, if not better. John Reed, you know, I'm curious to see how that dynamic unfolds. Are teams going to respect John Reed so much that they stay away from him?
Yeah.
And does that mean more work for Omani Orwariye? And with him, I mean, he looks like a wide receiver out there. And I think that that's a tremendous compliment because when it comes to pure ball skills and takeaway skills, I think he might be the best in the secondary with that. I think he had 4 picks and somewhat limited time. And moving into a starting role, I think he's going to get picked on a little bit. I think he's going to hold his own, and I think he's going to punish some quarterbacks along the way.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he does. You know, I think you'll see Penn State's opportunity for interceptions go up. And, you know, James Franklin spends so much time talking about how much the program works on ball security during the year and ball security drills every day, and that he's never been in a program that does that kind of thing. But they also work on takeaways every day, too. And sometimes you've seen the fruit of those labors, but more often than not, you haven't. I mean, the offense has been very good over the last 2 years about not putting the ball on the ground for the most part and not having too many interceptions. The defense, though, has not always come up with the timely turnover that they've needed. Now, don't get me wrong, there's been a couple occasions where they have, and obviously Penn State has gone on to win those games, but there's always a chance to be better in that area. Really, it's been the one part the defense can say that pretty consistently it's needed to take a step forward in is turnovers. Now you have a group of ball-hungry guys led by Castro Fields, led by Orwariye, led by Lamont Wade. And as it relates to teams picking on John Reed, it's an interesting conversation because you probably want to go at him a couple of times early just to see if that knee's actually ready to hold up and whether he's timid at all based on that. But at the same time, they're probably not going to face a quarterback that can test a guy that has the skill level that John Reed has until Dwayne Haskins and Ohio State come to town at the end of the month.
And I think it's worth saying in this cornerback depth chart, I think your 3 and 4 are potentially starter caliber. We know about Tariq Castro Fields, but Zach McPherson, I think, looks tremendous also.
Yeah.
Penn State's got kind of an embarrassment of riches there, and I think they showed last season and just in football as a whole. You know, you really have 3 starters at cornerback. You know, defending the inside and the number of packages that will call for 3 cornerbacks, you better be strong at number 3. Can you? I don't know if there's a lot of teams in the country, let alone the Big Ten, that have a better number 3 cornerback, a higher upside number 3 than Penn State does with Tariq Castro.
Yeah, I would think probably not. I mean, this is a guy that's just been terrific developmental-wise ever since he stepped on campus, and now he's ready to show that in game time.
All right, we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Continue to look ahead a little bit. Season makers, the end of this series as well. Cornerbacks and running backs. Which of these guys can break out and change the dynamic of Penn State season? Stick around.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Pletcher's Beer Distributor, 300 West Aaron Drive in State College for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Whether you're going to Happy Valley for a football game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. These awesome brats are made with the finest ingredients using an old-fashioned German recipe and supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs. Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and football. It just doesn't get any better than that. Get yours at shotzisbrats.com. That's S-C-H-A-T-Z-I-S brats.com.